Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for August the 9th, 2010. We will begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Sinegal. Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Commissioner Alfred. Will you stand, please?
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to stand here one more day representing the citizens of Custer County. Thank you for everyone that's in attendance. Thank you for everyone overseas protecting our democracy. I ask that you continue to bless this court as well as Custer County and the world. As these citizens.
Amen.
Pledge in unity. Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Take the items under purchasing. Item A, receive and file bids for IFB term contract for termite treatment for Jefferson County. Item B, approve specifications for IFB for Precinct 1 road reconstruction for the county. Item C, approve specifications for IFB Precinct 2 road construction for the county. Item D, approve specifications for IFB for Precinct 3 reconstruction, road reconstruction for Jefferson County. Item E, rescind award of IFB to emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County from Garner for secondary award of pre-disaster. Item F, reaward RFP for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County. Secondary award for pre-disaster will be awarded to Crowder Gulf. Item G, approve Amendment 1 RFP for emergency disaster assistance recovery for the county. Agreement to supply with Crowder Gulf to include the secondary award for pre-disaster. Item H, execute, receive, and file amendment for RFP for emergency disaster recovery for Jefferson County to supply and Crowder Gulf to include the secondary award for pre-disaster. Item I, award term contract for termite treatment for Jefferson County to Attaboy Termite and Pest Control. Item J, execute, receive, and file acceptance of order of offer for IFB for term contract for termite treatment to Jefferson County with Attaboy and Pest Control. Item K, renew IFB term contract for road building material for Jefferson County with the Knife River Corporation, APC Texas, and Vulcan Construction Material for the period of from August 17, 2010, to August 16, 2011. Item 11, execute, receive, and file renewal of IFB for this term contract with Knife River for a period of August 17, 2010, to August 16, 2011. Execute, receive, and file renewal of the term contract on this road building material with APC Texas. Item N, execute, receive, and file renewal contract for road building material with Vulcan Construction Materials. Item O, discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into a contract negotiations for a request for qualifications for wildlife hazard assessment at the Southeast Texas Regional Airport. Item P, consider and possibly approve job order change number 14 on the master agreement with AT&T for Nortel phone system in accordance with the State of Texas DIR contract in the amount of $1,393.20. This change order is for the 16 analog licenses needed for the sub courthouse fax machines. Item Q, execute, receive, and file job order change number 14 on this master agreement as stated previously. Item R, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by the local government code for broken or obsolete items. Item S, by addendum, consider and possibly approve change order number 2, which is the final change order to contract runway 16 through 34 rehabilitation with airfield improvement and repair. The change order is to amend the contract to reflect final amount installed and to add additional contract time of 10 calendar days, resulting in a reduction in price of $6,926.72. The new project cost is $165,029.54. Item T, execute, receive, and file change order number 2, the final change order to contract 09-120/KJS runway 16 through 34 in the amount as stated in item number S. Is there a motion on these items? Motion and a second. Anything else? All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A, consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Ronnie Anderson, Jeff Brannick, and James Wimberly to the Jefferson County Housing Finance Corporation Board of Directors. Item B, consider and possibly approve the adoption of a proclamation celebrating the week of August 8th through 14th, 2010, recognizing the pioneering women, who have given of themselves to assist women in achieving greater heights to improve the quality of life throughout our community. And in just a moment, we'll call on Ms. Guillory to speak to that. Item C, consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding Spindletop MHMR. And item D, consider and possibly approve the appointment of Ms. Alberta Jones to the Jefferson County Tourism Committee. Is there a motion on these items?
Second.
A motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Guys have it. It is unanimous. Ms. Guillory, would you come up, please?
Here or there?
Whatever.
Right here?
That'll work.
Good evening. Thank you all for acknowledging this week our ladies that are doing so much in Southeast Texas. We're here to salute women, and maybe one day we can have a women's history trail in Beaumont, because women are the largest movers and shakers here in Jefferson County. I have with me several pioneering women. Would y'all please stand? And our honorees are Barbara Daniels, that's here. Raise your hand, Barbara. Cindy Bloodsworth and Eleanor Mitchell. And we have three other honorees that aren't here. But I tell you, each year it's difficult because we'd like to honor everybody, but it's a chosen choice to do so many every year. But I tell you, the work that they do is phenomenal. We appreciate them. We love them for making our community a better place. Thank you.
Thank you. And Commissioner Senegal would like to read the resolution.
How you doing, Ms. Gillery?
Proclamation.
Pioneering Women. Whereas Pioneering Women is a grassroots organization founded to enhance the lives of women, and its mission is to motivate, educate, activate, and uplift women for the betterment of humanity. And whereas the week of August 8th through the 14th, 2010 is celebration of Women's Week, commemorating the 90th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which guarantees all American women, the right to vote. Achieving the milestone required a lengthy and difficult struggle, and the victory took decades of agitation and protest. And whereas this milestone is something many of us take for granted today with our busy schedules, Pioneering Women is dedicated to honoring the legacy of those past pioneers and spotlighting the contributions of present-day pioneers in our community. And whereas the Living the Legacy celebration, celebrating the 90th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, Women of Vision Luncheon on August 12th will celebrate six extraordinary women for their dedication and contribution to their professions and our communities. Charlene Babineau, Cindy Bloodsworth, Barbara Daniels, Cheryl Black Fitzpatrick, Jane McBride, and Eleanor Mitchell. And whereas Pioneering Women financially supports many of the nonprofit organizations in our community, as well as provide vouchers to college students to purchase books through their CAP program. And therefore, now be it resolved by the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, that in honor and recognition of the 90th anniversary of the 19th Amendment and of all women in our community living the legacy, do hereby declare August 8th through the 14th, 2010, as celebration of Women's Week. Thank y'all.
Thank you. One last comment. I didn't know if Commissioner Alford knew this, but lavender is our color. Thank you.
Thank y'all very much.
Judge, I would like to recognize I'm disappointed by Alberta Jones. Please stand. He will be the representative for us on the contacts of media. And we appreciate your time. We know your husband gave a lot of time. And now that you really appreciate it. Super committed to be on. I think it's very beneficial to the citizens of the county.
Thank you. Okay. County Auditor, Item A, consider and approve budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 for a truck box and a console, $2,265. Item B, consider and approve budget transfer for Beaumont Maintenance for termite contract in the amount of $30,006. Item C, consider and approve budget amendment for printing, $1,729. Item D, consider and approve budget amendment for dispute resolution for additional cost, $3,945. Item E, payment of regular county bills, check number 342363 through check number 342603. Is there a motion on these?
So
moved. Okay, a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Engineering, A, request approval to release retainage to Airfield Improvement and Repair LC for runway 16 through 34, rehabilitation at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport in the amount of $16,502.95. The pay estimate number 3, and it is final.
I move for approval.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it is unanimous. That concludes our agenda. We will, however, immediately. You'll read it? Is there somebody here? Okay. Judge Branning brought to my attention that there may be someone here from MHMR. Well, we have a resolution for you. Would you like to say anything?
Yes, Judge, but since you've gotten everybody's hopes up that the meeting is over, I'll keep it terribly brief. For those of you who don't know what's, by the way, I'm Jana Fulbright from Spindletop MHMR, and for those of you who don't know what that is Spindletop Mental Health and Mental Retardation Services. We serve 8,000 people in a 4-county area, which includes Jefferson County, and our board members are appointed by, in part, by these wonderful gentlemen here. Thanks for recognizing how important mental health treatment is in the state of Texas and in Jefferson County. As I said, we serve 8,000 people a year. On the mental health side, that's 500 people a year more than we are budgeted to serve. That's just through good management resources and hoping the state doesn't cut our budget. We would like to invite the entire court to the opening of a brand new project. We're always looking at ways to serve people with mental illness and intellectual and developmental disabilities, especially here in Jefferson County. We are opening what's called the Studios at Spindletop. It is a 12-room apartment complex designed for people with mental illness who have a risk of being homeless. And as you guys know, that saves the county the money. That saves the city money. Every time a person is not on the street and doesn't end up in the ER or doesn't end up in jail, that saves us all money. That opening will be Thursday, the 30th of September at 10 o'clock in the morning, and you are all invited as well. So please feel free to come, and I will sit, if you don't mind, for the reading of the proclamation.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, thank you.
First of all, I want to say that, you know, when I was a kid, we would think, we always heard about this place called Rusk.
Yes.
And, you know, that when you, you know, had mental illness or some issues, they would send you off.
Right.
And you know, it's kind of sad because as I drive around Port Arthur and anywhere, you see mentally ill people, and sometimes they're homeless and you don't have any. You wonder what happens to those people now.
Yes.
Because for us, it's not taking them as frequently as they did when we were young.
We are, well, so, Rusk still exists, but
yeah,
that is a
state
hospital, MHMR. We believe in as much freedom of movement as possible.
Right.
So this new facility is actually an apartment complex that will be entirely client run.
Right, and that's good. I appreciate what y'all do.
Thank you so much.
And I do have a resolution here.
Thank you.
Spindletop MHMR. Whereas Texas is the fastest growing state with the second largest population, and the success, vitality, and security of our communities depend on good health and productivity, and 1 in 10 families will be affected by intellectual and developmental disabilities, and 1 in 5 people will have a mental illness that, if left untreated, will adversely affect them, their families, and our communities. And whereas studies confirm that people with untreated serious mental illness are twice as likely to spend time in jail and prisons, and a high percentage of youth on probation are in need of mental health care. And whereas a Texas A&M University study provide direct and measurable reductions in the cost of services, including hospitalization, completely covers the cost of the state's investment in the mental health crisis response system. And whereas Texas utilizes the foundation of locally governed community centers of Texas to manage and deliver services across all 254 counties for one of the lowest funded disability services systems in the nation, providing service for more than 400,000 Texans, with intellectual and developmental disabilities, mental illness, and substance use disorders each year, and whereas Spindle Top MHMR is locally controlled by a board of trustees comprised of dedicated volunteers appointed by county commissioners in the four county region of Jefferson, Orange, Hardin, and Chambers counties to provide service for more than 8,000 Texans each year, and whereas Spindle Top MHMR locally employ more than 400 professionals with a network of private providers and specialists who interact with numerous local businesses for operational support and attracting resources to defray costs and the burden on the local governments. And now, therefore, be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court supports and recognizes the locally governed community center as the most effective and cost-efficient means to manage and deliver services for Texans with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Serious mental illness and substance use disorder, and we urge our Texas leaders to maintain their investment and support for their work. Thank you.
Thank you. As the mental health judge for Jefferson County, I especially want to thank you, MHMR. Most people are not aware of what happens every week in this county. We have 2 days, most of the time, of full hearings. Mr. Jackson right now is engaged in those hearings, and I think today we had over 20 of those patients who we try to determine if they are in need of further medical assistance. Unfortunately, we do not have a means to treat alcoholism, drug abuse. If a patient is to receive treatment, they have to, our medical evidence has to show that they, in fact, have a mental illness. We hear these cases both here at Memorial Baptist and, of course, at the hospital down in Port Arthur. And again, we want to thank you, your organization, for making a lot of people's lives a lot better. Okay? All right, that concludes the agenda. And we're going to have a workshop. Anybody got anything else? All right, we're adjourned.
5 minute recess.
Six.
6 minutes.